In this week's parsha, the parsha's Bahaloscha, in the end of the parsha, it speaks about the Jewish people are complaining that they don't have meat in the desert like they had in Egypt. And the pasuk says, Habosar odenu ben shineim, that the meat was still stuck between their teeth. So this pasuk discusses this idea. The Gemara in Chulin talks about, you know, the discussion when one eats meat, we have a custom, we wait 6 hours between meat and milk, different people, some people wait a little bit less. But one of the reasons that's given that we wait between meat and milk is because when you eat meat, the meat can get stuck between your teeth and it can stay in there, so therefore, and it can stay there for a long time. So therefore, that's one of the reasons that's given why we don't have milk after meat. There's another important thing, that there's a minhag brought down in the poskim, that if a woman is going to the mikvah that night, she shouldn't eat meat during the day. Even if she's going to brush her teeth later, she shouldn't eat meat during the day because the meat gets stuck between the teeth and then she can forget to take it out. Therefore, there's a custom not to eat meat when you're going to the mikvah that night.
But you don't leave your mouth open?
Yeah, even though you don't leave your mouth open, you still... As Rav Abadi pointed out, it's brought down that if it's... Rav Abadi pointed out that it's a mokum mitzvah, like a sudas mitzvah, like he says it's yontif. And you're eating meat for yontif, and then she's going to the mikvah that night, she could eat the meat, and then after yontif she'll brush her teeth. But say, for example, now in the summer, people have barbecues. Right? They have a barbecue. And she's going to the mikvah that night, so as Rav Abadi pointed out, the poskim say she shouldn't have meat that day, she shouldn't eat meat at the barbecue, because that would be a chatzitza. And that's part of this pasuk, habosar odenu ben shineim, that meat gets stuck between your teeth.
You say this one gives to some people who go to mikvah, really recently they start to go to mikvah, some begins. You tell me another condition that you can have meat to go to mikvah here, man, we have a problem. So, no, Orthodox is okay, no problem. But some people are really...